When the state of Texas needed to build a new state capitol building, they had a plan in place to raise the money for construction. That plan involved land about as far from the city of Austin as could still be found within the borders of the state. The plan and result is this edition of the American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Nick Olson shares the story of a ranch that was founded when one state needed to raise some cash.
The state of Texas in the 1870s decided they needed to build a new capitol building. So in 1875, they said, let's do a new building. Let's put some land aside.
When he says put land aside, he's referring to the state's plan to sell some of their government-owned land to defray the cost of a new capitol building.
So what they did is they set aside 3 million acres to pay for the construction of the capitol building. They didn't have any money after the Civil War. So they set aside this 3 million acres out of a 5 million acre tract of land that the state still owned.
And once that land had been surveyed, the state prepared to sell the land to raise money for the capital.
A gentleman from Chicago got the bid, and he actually sold it to 4 other men from Chicago. Their names were Taylor, Babcock, and 2 Farwell brothers. They're all from Chicago, wealthy men. One was a senator, one was a congressman. One helped with Marshall Field Stores. One rebuilt Chicago after the Great Fire.
But those investors needed cash to begin improving the land in the Texas Panhandle so it could be ranched.
The 2 Farwell brothers went to England and formed a corporation to get some English investors. You know, back at that period of time, a lot of people in Europe were coming to the States. They felt that they were told they could make a killing off cattle and ranching. So they raised about $10 million. That was helped for the fencing, buying cattle, hiring cowboys.
It was the beginning of the XIT Ranch, a gigantic spread with quite a story. And there's more next time as we travel the countryside. In Dalhart, Texas, I'm Andrew McCrae.